Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's talk to Paul Wallace. He's a trading coach and founder of London Traders Network. Very good morning to you, Paul, and happy new year to you and your family.
Good morning, Moose. Yeah.
Right, you've sent some thought-provoking slides. Without further ado, let's go through this presentation.
Yeah, let's crack into it. So, start of the new year, all right? You know, one of the things I always do is a little bit of a review of my final year. Okay, what happened? What did I do well? What did I do wrong? I did a blog piece about it, which was a bit of a rambling piece about all the mistakes that I made last year. And then, thankfully, the FT Weekend came out. I had an interview with Ray Dalio, and he talked about, you know, basically, you know, the power that is in learning from your mistakes. So I thought, well, you know, whereas everyone comes on and talks about, you know, how great they are, I thought I'd come on and talk about the mistakes I've made and how actually that can be the thing that moves you forward as a trader, and using the sort of guidance of Ray there.
Okay, so let's move on to the second slide. So who is he?
Yeah, well, so, you know, I suspect most of the people who will be watching this would know who Ray Dalio is, but for, you know, for those who have been in the dark, all right, okay, as it says there, he's a billionaire investor, hedge fund manager, started his own hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, from his apartment in 75, which, you know, has grown, you know, as of October 2014, grew to like over 160 billion, assets under management. And they reckon, you know, Bloomberg said earlier this month that he's one of the 100th wealthiest people. So, you know, the lad has clearly done something right. He clearly knows what he's doing, all right? Last year he released his book, which I think is on the next slide, which was it's called Principles. I'm sure some of you read it. I'm sure some of the viewers got it as a Christmas present. But his big thing is all about this kind of transparency, his honesty. And in his hedge fund, the work environment, effectively, you know, he has these kind of principles, of which some of them are like, everything is recorded. Every interview, every meeting, everything they do is recorded. Everyone has to follow his principles. There's complete honesty, meaning that nothing is held back. And actually, in meetings, everyone has their iPad, and you basically get measured. All right, you know, you get graded on how you've done in the meeting, what your attributes like. It's a very Darwinian kind of work environment. But, you know, he's built it to 160 billion, so he must be doing something. He must be doing something right. Although I appreciate it probably wouldn't be for everybody.
The likes of us. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the FT. He did this weekend interview.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, if you read it, sometimes, you know, they have this every weekend, this kind of lunch for the FT weekend.
How much did he spend on the lunch? Can you remember?
It wasn't very much. Yet. I think it was like a couple of burgers. So I think it's about $50. Right. It wasn't that much. But, you know, I don't know if people read it. Sometimes the interviews are excellent. Sometimes not so much, but his one was excellent, and I would advise everyone to read it, because there's some absolutely fantastic pieces in there. But actually, one of the quotes I picked up on is, you know, what he said: what I've developed a knee-jerk affinity for is mistakes and failures. I learn more from them than I learn from success, you know. And I think that's a key point, and probably leads us on to us having a chat about, well, how does this affect the trader, you know, on his desk at the fund or the prop shop or at home on his own? Okay, you know, what does this actually mean to him? And I suppose that leads us on, right? As a coach, you know, when does my phone really ring? Well, you know, probably about 10% of the people who call me are doing well, okay, and they want me to help them to maintain that, and that's fantastic. I applaud that. But the reality is, 90% of the people, they call me because things aren't going well. They've either had, you know, it's either been death by a thousand cuts, or effectively, you know, they've had a bit of a, you know, a one-off slammer that's actually sort of knocked them sideways. And invariably, you know, they'll come to me, you know, spitting their dummy out, wanting to, you know, hide away from their mistakes, hide away from the pain. You know, they actually want pain relief from, let's say, the emotional pain of actually that feeling of A, having lost, from basically from, you know, maybe losing money as well. And this, let's say, the pain of the ego being wrong. And so invariably, most people want to hide away from the mistakes. They want to just, you know, hide behind the curtain. They want to sort of bury those mistakes away. And actually, what I'm trying to get across to people is that, in fact, it's those mistakes. It's there's power in actually sort of turning towards the pain of those mistakes, because by digging into it, that is where your next evolution as a trader is going to come from.
The best trader I ever worked with all those years ago, at the end of the trading day, he would religiously go through his little textbook and jot down all of his losing trades. He never looked at his winning trades, always his losing trades, okay? And the bloke is a very, 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 very wealthy man today.
Absolutely.
So that's
great,
a tip
point
from me. Okay, so in terms of progress.
Well, you know, this is one of his principles: pain plus reflection equals progress. And, you know, and I back that, you know, absolutely completely. There's a little quote there from the Japanese poet. But, you know, I try to get across to people that, you know, your mistakes, okay, the mistakes that you've made, that, you know, they are a gold mine, all right? It's an absolute gold mine by, you know, by digging into it. You've paid for that trade in terms of probably money, time, emotional energy. It's up to you to generate the most value from that trade, or from that trading session, or from that string of losers that, you know, the individual may have had. It's a gold mine. Dig into that, you know, understand, you know, learn from it. What were the mistakes that you made? How did you generate those outcomes? Take responsibility for it, and actually by doing that, that is what's going to actually help you sort of evolve and get better as a trader, right? It's not a, there's not, you know, overnight success. There's no silver bullet. It is about sort of just, you know, sort of lean into the pain, learn from your mistakes, and get better.
But it's, and again, from my trading experiences, you've got to treat every day as a new day, right? And the losers from yesterday, you can't carry forward. You've got to put them into a compartment and basically bury it.
Absolutely. There is an element of like compartmentalization, all right? You know, yesterday was yesterday. You can't change the outcome of what happened yesterday, but, you know, what you can do is learn from it and take that forward into your next trading session and use that to just get better. And it's almost about having that kind of a, it's about having a competition with yourself, you know, to be better than you were last, you know, yesterday, last week, last quarter. And that's the way you get better as a trader.
Okay, so let's wrap up with the last slide. Have a beer with your tribe.
Yeah, well, as always, you know, when I come on here and say things, I always invite people. People might watch it and say, well, you know, I don't agree with that. Well, I say, well, you know, come along to the London Traders Network. It's our social is on this evening, Salad Bar of the New Moon. By all means, come up, have a chat with me. And if you disagree, I'm quite happy to have a chat with you about it. Or alternatively, you know, it might help you. But, you know, the reality is, you know, trading is a lonesome endeavor, all right? And this is like an old school social network. Get out from behind your computer, come and share your war stories. I don't care whether you've traded for 2 weeks or two decades, all right, okay? It's about coming and being around, you know, being around other like-minded souls.
Paul, as always, thank you very much indeed for your time. And I'll see you tonight.
See you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.